You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
It's very important that we understand that Philippians chapter 2, and specifically this evening, verse number 5, the Apostle Paul is addressing the church. He's not talking to everybody. He's talking to, help me, the church. When we talk about the church as a young man or a young woman, you need to understand that in one sense, the church has to do with a building, a sacred place where we come to worship God, right? But the church is more than just a physical building. Church has to do with, number one, the called out ones. The called out ones. Folks that have been called out of sin, repented of their sin, and made Jesus their Lord and Savior. And you got to know for yourself that you ain't living in sin. It's one thing for pastor to be able to identify if you are saved or not, if your parents can do it, but you need to know for yourself. Secondly, the church has to do with people that are holy. We use the term saints. Folks that are set aside specifically for God to use. I'm holy. Holy doesn't mean perfect, but holy simply means to be like God. Breaking it on down to live according to the word. When I do that, I'm holy. I'm set aside so God can use me. Oh, yeah. NBA Youngboy can't get me to dance to his music. No, I'm holy. I only dance to that which glorifies God. Woo, I heard Anita Baker. I don't even know if y'all know who Anita Baker is. But Anita Baker was an R&B singer back in the day that I used to listen to. And I heard that she's going back on tour. But I ain't going, because I'm holy, and I just can't go everywhere that my flesh desires to go. Because anyone that desires to follow Christ, young people, must first deny themselves. And how many know, as the church or as a child of God, there's going to be some things that you may desire to do. But when you are holy, you choose not to do it. Now y'all done got quiet late at night at the MSW. It's some things that may smell good, but you ain't got no business taking a hit from it. Why? You holy. It's some nice looking young women, and they got some soft spots, and they may give you the eye and let you know that they are available. But when you're holy, you tell your hand, no, you ain't going to touch that. I know you want to touch it, but these hands are holy. You've been bought with a price. Therefore, I got to glorify God in my body and in my spirit, which are his. Look at somebody and say, we got to glorify God with this body. Yeah, I got to make sure I keep this body holy. I got to make sure I keep this body in a place to where if God wants to use it to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus, when they look at my life, I won't be a reject. How many know that you don't ever want to be in a situation where you're trying to tell somebody to get they self together, but when they look at your life, Oh, they say, thou hypocrite, you need to get yourself together. Jesus said, don't try to get something out of somebody else's eye until you first get it out of your own eye. So we got to make sure that we remember I'm holy. I'm called out. And finally, we are peculiar. We're different. God didn't call us to be like everybody else. God didn't call me to think, talk, and act like everybody else. I'm a trendsetter. Ooh, I said I'm a trendsetter. You better say it with your chest out. Look at somebody, if that be true, say, are you a trendsetter? And if you are, you ought to shout and say, yes, I am. Some of y'all didn't ask nor answer. But see, that's okay, because God will give you the opportunity to get yourself together. And you can be a trendsetter. You can be a part of the church. God is not going to make anybody do anything. But you got to remember, it's not that you're better than anybody else. God has just called us to be different. God has called us to distinguish ourselves from our peers. If I'm right about it, somebody shout, he right about it. And let me pause and just say personally, young people, you must remember who you are. You don't need to forget that you are the church if you're born again. You don't need to get so caught up that you forget that you are a child of God if you're naming the name of Christ. And how many can be honest and say sometimes it's easy to forget who you are? Yeah, sometimes it's easy to get caught up. That's why you need to make sure you're not only saved, but you got the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Spirit will give you power, young people, to be a witness when you leave the church. Because it's not in the church where it's hard to be saved. It's when you get to that locker room where your faith is going to be challenged. It's when you see a girl with some nice thighs that your faith is going to be challenged. You can't forget who you are if you get invited to a birthday party, if you go out to eat with your friends, when you go to the mall. Look at somebody and say, you can't forget. Yeah, you can't forget who you are. How is it that you can carry a Georgia State issued ID and you know your address, you know your height, you know the color of your eyes, you know when you took the test, and you know when your license will expire? You know your natural ID. Well, when it comes to the things of God, you can't forget who you are. Help me tell somebody, say, don't forget who you are. Let's look at a Bible verse to back up what I've been saying thus far. 1 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter. So the church, folks that have been called what? Man, I got it wrote down and y'all lacking. Come on. The church is folks that have been called out. The church are what type of people? Holy people. We also call them what? Saints. Good. And the church are folks that are peculiar, different. We ain't strange or spooky. No, we different. I'm a trendsetter. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Peter says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a, help me, holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of, help me, darkness into his marvelous light. You can't forget who you are. The Bible says that we are a chosen folk. We are a royal priesthood. Woo, I got to pause right there. Look at somebody and say, if you're saved. Oh, look at somebody and say, if you're Christian. You're royalty. Yeah, yeah, you are an heir and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Young people, listen to me real good. Isn't it amazing how this culture, especially what is called the hip-hop culture, it glorifies poverty? Yeah, I'm from the street. I'm from nothing. We ain't have nothing to eat. You don't need to talk like that if you're a child of God. You are an heir and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. We should not be in love with poverty. We should not be in love with darkness, with death. No, these are the things that God has called us out of. But if you look closely, you'll see in the culture, these are the things that young people glorify. These are the things that young people esteem. But not if you are a child of God. You're chosen, royal, holy, called out of darkness. And then I love how he closes the verse. He says that we may proclaim the praise of him who did all these things. In other words, you should be happy about being a child of God. You should be happy about being a part of the church. Now, let me say this. When you're happy, you show up. Yeah. And so many of you, I know you're happy to be saved because you show. You show up. You're here. Nobody makes you come. You're happy to come to God's house, but it's time to take it further. You got to proclaim it now. You got to start opening up that mouth, young brother. You got to stop sitting in that seat being cool and not saying nothing. It's time for you to start proclaiming that you are a child of God. The same way you can cheer for LeBron, the same way you can cheer for the Bulldogs, the same way you can make some noise for your favorite team. I'm wondering, will you proclaim the praises of him who redeemed you? Will you proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? Y'all, it ain't too late to give God a praise. Oh, I said it ain't too late in the evening to give God praise. When the Bible says, bless the Lord at all time. Anybody at the MSW at about 11:30 got a praise. Anybody in here glad to be saved? Anybody in here glad to be born again? And you are not ashamed to lift up the name of Jesus amongst your peers, amongst that cute girl, amongst that person with their Christmas outfit on? Will anybody in here give God the praise? Man, I'm glad to be saved. Woo! When I look at my life, I know I was on my way to hell, and I'm glad that I'm not going to hell, but I'm glad he blessing me right now. I know he came that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Everything may not be the way I desire it, but God is blessing me. God is protecting me. God is delivering me. That's something to give God praise about. Do I have anybody again that can get happy with Pastor and look back over 2022 and say, I got something to praise God for? If nobody on my row will proclaim it, I got something to leap. I got something to clap. God has been good to me. Protected me in the accident. Oh, God is with me. Yeah, may have lost a job, made some mistakes, but he still is taking care of us. Somebody shout praise the Lord. Man, I'm happy. I'm glad to be a part of the church. What about you? And so when we look at our verse tonight, just for a few moments, in Philippians 2 and 5, the Apostle Paul is talking to the church. And he is addressing the mind of the church from a whole as well as from an individual basis, the mind. Now, stay with me. There are a number of definitions for the mind, but this is very, very important because this is what God is concerned about when it comes to his young people. Is young adults and adults. The mind. The mind, number one, is the place where we keep memories. It's the place where we store memories. Whether that be good memories or bad memories. Yeah. It was in my mind that I just would never eat fish again. Because for so many years, I remember when I was over Grandma's house, I choked on a bone. I never forget it. When I was a child, I was just, you know how we get, one little bone, we just act like we're going to die. But I was scarred, and I had a bad memory. And every time somebody said, we having fish, I was, mm-mm. I don't want no fish. Do we have bones? And I stored up bad memories. I had memories of riding the first roller coaster. How scared I was. But then I remembered I made it through. And I could ride them again. I remember going on fellowships with some of the trendsetters. Some of you had bad memories of riding roller coasters. And I tried to get you to ride them, but you was like, mm-mm. Because the last time I rode it, such and such happened. Yeah. I talked y'all first lady into getting on a roller coaster. I did. I preached to her, and she got on it. Yeah. Got on it, and she got sick. And every time we went to an amusement park, I would ask her, we riding this today? This one ain't that bad. She would just say, no, because I remember in her mind, she had memories of how it used to be. The mind is also the place, young people, where we retain wisdom. Knowledge and understanding is where we retain things that we have been taught. You may not have rode a bike in 4 years, but you still remember. And you remember when you get on that bike, you better pedal and keep your balance or you will fall. In your mind is where you retain. Green means go. Red means stop. So when I get on the highway behind the wheel, when I see a red light, stop. When I see a green light, go. But it's also the place where we should retain things that are sure enough important, like God's word. It's in the mind that when I come to church and I hear the preacher teach and preach and I get an understanding, I should retain something from the message. And so if we have group discussion or you get in the car, you get home and somebody asks you something, what did you learn from the service? And if you just like, it's something going on. In your mind. Why didn't you retain that? That's what you're supposed to live by. Well, tell me about the new Black Panther movie. Well, I could tell you something. Well, why you couldn't tell me about the word? Something is going on in the mind. Finally, the mind is where we process and act on ideas and thoughts. Some of you right now, I'm going to Waffle House when I leave church. And you have that thought, I might get the eggs or the grits, or maybe I'll get the waffle, or maybe I'll get the pecan waffle. Some of you thought about it so much, you done set your plate out at the house. When I get home, I got this right here, and I'm going to eat this right here. You had ideas or thoughts. Man, we go to school Tuesday. I already got my clothes out. I know what I'm wearing. You got it out already. That's where you had the idea or the thought. It was in your mind. in your mind. Mm. Look how she looking at me. She don't even like me. Why you say that? Something going on in your mind. That girl ain't even said nothing to you. But isn't it amazing how the mind can play tricks on you? She don't like me. She didn't see you. She didn't see you. She would have spoke to you if she saw you, but her mind was on something else. Why is your mind on her not liking you? How many know the mind is very powerful? Somebody can say something to you, and it lasts 5 seconds. But you can hold that thought in your mind a whole day, and it affect your whole day. How many ever been there before? Yeah. That mind is powerful. I need to show you Proverbs. Go to Proverbs 23. See, the Lord knows that it's some young people, young adults and adults. It's time to grow in your mind. It's time for you to deal with bad memories the right way. Because you got some people, they let their past run them. If all you think about is what daddy didn't do, what's going on in your mind, baby? At least he got with your mama so you could be here. Have at least one good memory. Ooh, some of my biggest battles are in my mind. Look at Proverbs 23. Let me show you how powerful the mind is before we move on. Proverbs 23 and 7. In part, it reads, "For as he or she thinks in his heart or mind," look at this, "so is he." However you and I are thinking in our mind, that's how it's going to be. If you think you're such a failure, that's how you're going to carry yourself. If you think you are ugly, that's how you're going to carry yourself. If you don't think God is going to do it for you, he's not going to do it. As a man thinks in his mind or in his heart, so is he. If you don't think your situation is going to get better because you made some mistakes, you're going to be a miserable person. Because you don't have the mindset that all things work together. You think you're always going to be like that. That's how powerful the mind is. I said, that's how powerful the mind is. I was listening to the testimonies, and I was so glad to hear Osa's testimony. I didn't know what was going on, but I remember where Osa at. I remember when he told me about the situation some months back. And for a minute, he was discouraged. Am I right? Because it didn't go the way that he was. And one of the things I told him, I said, hey, it's going to work out. It ain't over because God has the final say. He had to get his mind right in order for it to manifest according to how he testified. Am I right about it? As a person thinks in his mind, in his heart, so is he. How many understand that the mind is powerful? Mind is powerful. Now, notice, Paul instructs the church, which included young people, let their mind be as the mind of who? Christ Jesus. Letting us know it's a choice, young people, on how we use our mind. We have the ability to change our mind for the better or for the worse. It's your choice to keep thinking about your old girlfriend, your old boyfriend. It's your choice. Yeah, you may have made 5 mistakes this past week, but it's your choice. Either you're going to keep your mind on how you messed up, or you're going to change your mind and get up. God has given us the ability to choose how to use our mind. What I think about, what I act on, what I retain. It's some things, young folk, when you hear it, it just need to, as my daddy used to say, go in one ear and come out the other. Don't let it get planted in your mind. How many have ever been guilty of allowing something negative, pessimistic, or demonic to just get a hold to your mind? Yeah. And it's so powerful because we read, if our enemies can keep that stuff on our mind, that's how we gonna be. We got to make sure we have the mind of Christ. As young men and young women of God, if we do not have the mind of Christ, it says a number of things. I just want to give you 2 tonight that the Spirit of God dealt with me about. Because many of us, we haven't been using our mind the way we need to use it. And if we are saying we are Christian, but we're not using our mind the way the Bible says, it says 2 things about us. Y'all ready? Y'all holding on? Y'all ready? First thing it says that God and the things of God are not valuable or first. If I don't keep the things of God on my mind the way I need to, I'm saying whatever pertains to God is not that important. There are other things in my life that are more important than the things of God. If prayer is not on your mind to do every day, without being told or reminded, that's saying to God that prayer is not important to you. If bringing God all of his tithe and offering as a young person, young adult or an adult, is not important to you, something's wrong with your mind. Especially when Jesus taught in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first, help me, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. What's supposed to be most important according to this verse? Bottom line, the things of God. Look at what it says. What should be first? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. But if your relationship with your girlfriend is more important, you don't have the mind of Christ the way you should. If your mind is stuck on your problems, your financial situation, all you worried about is I ain't got no money. And you're not worried about or concerned about seeking God so he can supply your needs, something is wrong with your mind. Take a close look in your life and see where your mindset is. Where's your mindset? Now, when I look around as a youth pastor, one thing that messes up young people's minds so much is social media. That's what's on their mind. Social media. And what's going on social media. What they're saying. Young people are allowing social media to shape their mind. If success don't look like what you see on social media, some of you feel like you're not successful. Man, if I don't have so many followers, if I don't have this kind of money, if I can't hold it up to my ear and act like it's a phone, I ain't really got success. It done shaped the minds of many young people's minds. But they have not looked in the scripture to see what good success is. Good success, bottom line, is whenever I'm doing the will of God. That's good success. And we just read in Matthew 6:33, as long as I'm in the will of God, he's going to add what to my life? Things. He's going to add things. As long as I'm in the will of God, he will add things. But you got young people in the church whose mind is just like young people that's not in the church, because they are being shaped by what they see on social media. How you get depressed from being on social media? Depressed? What's going on in your mind? What's going on in your mind to where you got to know the latest gossip? Yeah, girl, Tory Lane, he guilty. I believe he shot him. Yeah, you don't do that, and you can just tell everything. What's going on in your mind that you can explain gossip about folk that you don't even know? But come and sit in church for 50 minutes and get mad when the pastor pick on you and say, explain what you're talking about. Tell me what you learned. Well, pastor, you know, my mind, I heard it, but I really can't explain. Yes, you can. What's going on in your mind? 3 hours on the video game without a bathroom break? Dinner getting cold, time to eat. I'll be down in a minute, mama. What's going on in your mind where you so captivated by that game? But the word bores you. These some good questions. These some good questions. Because if the truth be told at the MSW, young people's minds, young adults' minds are more into social media than into the kingdom of God. Oh, some of us was glad to get an upgraded phone because you can split the screen. You can have social media on one side and the Bible on the other. Pastor can go over the verse, but at the same time, you can be on social media. What is going on in your mind? Be honest before I get to this second trait. Just be honest. Before we hit 2022, be honest this last time. Before we hit the new year in 2022, just be honest. Am I right? That's how I'm gonna ask. Am I right? your mind being shaped. But the more you look, young people, look, you know what I'm learning? What you seeing on social media, it's not real. It's not real. You can go get your paycheck for the week, cash it at the bank, or empty the direct deposit, and you can make it look like you just paid. I mean, just, you can stack it up and take the right picture angle and make it look like. You can take a picture by somebody else's car like it's yours. But then you look at your life, you be like, man, I'm getting $8.50 an hour and riding in my mama car. And you can feel like, man, I got to do something. I got to make moves. I got to do something. Your mind is messed up. Secondly, it says that when a person doesn't have the mind of Christ and they name in the name of Jesus, they ungodly. Bottom line, ungodly. Not like God, like a sinner. And you can be saved, but still act like. Romans 8 and 7. Paul says, because the carnal mind is enmity or enemy or against who? God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So if I don't have the mind of God, I'm against God or I'm anti-God. I'm ungodly. God give me a message to live by, and I don't keep that message on my mind. I don't talk about the message. I don't make choices based upon the message. I'm religious. I'm ungodly. I just heard a good message. I leave the church, and I worry. When you shouldn't be worrying, you shouldn't be anxious for anything. But you have young adults at this church that worry more than they should. You should be concerned about things, but you shouldn't be worried to where you having anxiety and panic and depression and you're not eating. No, you're carrying yourself in an ungodly manner. You come to church and you hear a word of holiness and how God has set you aside for his use, but you a player outside of church? You hoeing outside of church? But in the church, man, that was a good word. Call on me, Pastor, call on me. It means the such, 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 such. I used to be like that. No, that's why I can teach y'all. Because I used to be like that. I used to go to church, listen to the message. But then when I leave, ungodly. My mind wasn't willing to do what I heard. I heard it, but I didn't do it. Ungodly. Gotta have the mind of Christ. Young people and adults, we're receiving a charge to have the mind of Christ. So what does it mean to have the mind of Christ? I'm bringing it on in. Y'all learn? All right. When we have the mind of Christ, it says that we or our consciousness or our awareness. Somebody say awareness. All right. our thoughts and our behavior or actions are based upon the written and the revealed word. That's when I have the mind of Christ. I'm conscious of him. I'm aware of him. I just heard a word about prayer. So when I leave church, I need to keep that word about prayer on my mind. I need to stay aware of what I just heard. Now, before I do something, I need to pray. When temptation comes my way, I need to pray. When I get weak, I need to pray. When I conduct myself like that, I have the mind of Christ because I'm remaining conscious of God. I'm remaining aware of God. My thoughts and my actions also are in line with the written and the revealed word. See, young people, it's going to take some discipline. It's going to take some discipline. It's going to take you being serious to have the mind of Christ. It's going to take you looking in the mirror and say, where do I need to grow? Where do I need to improve? My thoughts, my actions, and my awareness. So that's saying you're just not going to do no dumb stuff. Why? You got the mind of Christ. You're going to think before you do certain things. You're not going to let your peers control you. No, God gave me the ability to make my own choice. Now, you my friend, but I'm choosing to do different. I have the mind of Christ. Now you my spouse and I love you, but I can't go there with you. I have the mind of Christ. And let me tell my young couple something. When your spouse comes up short, especially if you the man of the house and you're not a wimp, you got to let your spouse and your children know, look, that ain't right. We're not going to do this in my house. Because the Bible says, as for me and we will. Now, that's what a man or the head of a house will do. Right? Right? Am I right, brothers? My awareness, my thoughts, and my actions are based upon the word. What does it mean to have the mind of Christ? Thoughts, whatever order y'all want to put it in. Thoughts, consciousness, or awareness. Because some of y'all are going to be like that C word. So awareness and my actions. What does it mean to have the mind of Christ? My consciousness or awareness, my thoughts and my line up with the word of God. Going to break it down, written and, okay. My thoughts, my awareness, and my actions, they're going to line up with the word. I have the mind of Christ. So that means when you get in a trial, you ain't gonna let the trial just take over your mind, which I have been guilty of. But when I matured, I had to realize, look, trial's gonna happen. You can't be easily shaken, Baker, in your mind. The Lord done promised he gonna work it out. And so for some of my young adults that are going through different things financially, you got to have the mind of Christ. And what I've learned about God, when you get the mind of Christ, then you'll start seeing other things start change. But it first starts with that mind. Because as a man thinks in his heart or mind, so is he. You got to start saying in your mind, God going to bless me with another job. I ain't perfect, Lord, but I'm faithful to you. You're going to bless me with another job because you said everyone that asks will receive. You said, Lord, you give me the desires of my heart if I delight myself in you. Now you're starting to have the mind of Christ. How many of your trials ever got you out of whack before? How many have ever been under pressure and pressure got you acting out of whack? Yeah. Acting out of character. That's why we need to have the mind of Christ. In my close, I want to show you two ways that's going to help us throughout the year to have the mind of Christ, and it need to start tonight. It don't need to start in February. It need to start when? Tonight. Need to start tonight. Let's go to Romans. Lord have mercy. Romans chapter number 12. Verse number 2. Paul says to the Roman church, and do not be, help me, conformed. Thank you, elder. Let's try it again. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. First thing needs to happen is I got to be transformed. Got to change. And the only way we're going to truly change, according to this verse, is our mind got to be renewed. One of the meanings of renewed in the verse, my mind got to be rebuilt. Mind got to be renewed. Your mind got to be renewed on what real success is. Get off social media. Get off Google. And get in that word and start listening closely to the word and get God's revelation of good success. Our success should not be based upon what we see in the world or on social media. That is not good success. Get in the word and start listening closely to the word, and God will give you revelation of what good success is. He'll rebuild that mind. Quit saying you're lonely. You need to be transformed, girl. Why are you depending your happiness on being in a relationship? You need to be transformed. You need to enjoy being single. You need to be shouting, happy, turning, spinning, throw in a break dance because you are single. But the only way you're going to be transformed and see the blessing of being single and saved is you got to be renewed in your mind. You got to get in that word and you got to see the blessing of God being your head right now. Until you get a man in your life, because the head of every woman is a man. Woo! And you single right now. So you can say, Lord, I ain't got no natural man. It's just me and you, Jesus. And I know you'll never do me wrong, Lord. And so I thank you, Lord. Woo, I thank you, Lord. But you ain't going to get happy like that until you get in the word and allow the revealed word to renew your mind. Good God Almighty. You know, one of my testimonies for 2022, when I got the revelation that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive, this past year, every person God told me to bless, I was able to bless with some money. Folk that were in the church and folk that were outside the church. That's my testimony. That's one of my testimonies. Buy that woman groceries, but I don't even know her. Buy her groceries. Okay, Lord. Because it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Every month he would tell me at least two people he want me to do something for. And I was so thankful that I was able to do it. See, y'all ain't happy the way I'm happy about it. But I done got the revelation. It's more blessed to give than it is to receive. Look, young people, God got to bless us. I said, God got to. You know why? So we can be a blessing. You can't stay broke if you young and broke right now. And you saved. And you're a tither. And you're loyal to God. If you're faithful to God, you will abound in blessing. You can't stay broke. Why? God wants us to be a blessing to folk. So you being broke, you going through right now, is just temporary. Woo, you should have got a hold of that. Look at somebody and say, what I'm going through is just temporary. Yeah, God wants us to be a blessing to folk. But we got to have our mind renewed. Let's close it with Romans 8. Romans 8 and 5 reads, for those who live according to the flesh, what do? Set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, they set their mind on the things of the Spirit. So once we get our mind renewed and God starts transforming us, we got to set our mind on the things of God. I said we got to have our mind set on the things of God. My mind as a young man, your mind as a young woman needs to be focused on fulfilling the will of God for your life. Not trying to impress folk, not trying to be somebody God didn't call you to be. When you have the mind of Christ, you are totally focused on the will of God for your life. And so if God wants you to be a teacher, you're focused on being a productive teacher. If God wants you and has purpose for you to go through something in your body, but you know it's his purpose for you to be healed, then you have set your mind on healing. No matter what type of things you suffer and go through in your body, your mind is set on healing. If God has said something about your life and it's in line with his word, look at somebody and say, you got to focus on that. Yeah, we can't afford in 2023, young people, to be distracted. If God has given you an idea, if God has given you a side hustle or a business idea, or if God has given you a vision for your life or for another way for you to help make the church operate better, that's what you focus on. You don't let anything or anybody distract you from where God wants you to set your mind. Whether it be gymnastics, whether he put in your spirit to possess something, whatever it is, that's what you focus on. Not on the left, not on the right. Look at somebody and say, set your mind on whatever the thing God wants you to set it on. Baker, I want you to be productive in ministry, family, your marriage, and so forth. I got to set my mind on that. It don't matter what they saying on Shade Room. It don't matter what's going on the internet. It don't matter if the Hawks are winning or losing. I'm focused on the things of God. But ask yourself, young people, how many times have God dealt with you about something in your life? You knew it was God, but you lost focus. You got distracted. You gave all your mind power and energy and focus to something that got you off track. And you said, man, I'm going to do it next year. No, ain't no doing it next year. Just focus and set your mind on what God wants you to set it on. If God has said, look, I'm going to use you on that praise team, then that's what you focus on. You make sure you prepare yourself and be focused. And understand the enemy going to attack you, but you're going to stay focused. God said he was going to use me. Are y'all with me? God said he's going to bless me with my own place this year. This is my year. I'm getting my own place. Well, you best believe you're going to have adversaries that's going to try to stop you from possessing it. So you got to have the mind of Christ. Lord, you said you give me houses and land. Lord, you said you give me my heart's desire. And even when you get it, enemy's still going to try to take it from you. But you're focused. You got the mind of Christ. Y'all look at somebody and say, set your mind and fix it. Fix it. Focus and fix it. Don't be moved. Many of us has missed our blessing because we done moved our mind off of what God told us to focus on. How many have ever been guilty? But this year, we got to have the mind of Christ. And how am I going to get it? When he sends that word, it's going to transform me. It's going to renew my mind. And once the renewing takes place, I got to focus on whatever it is that God wants me to focus on. Got to have the mind of Christ. I got to be young and Christ-minded. Y'all help me say, I got to be young. Finish it. And I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the theme, the message, and the verse.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.